This is the recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 8th, 2017. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I don't have my documents with me, but at the moment, but this will convene the open session of the Federal Election Commission for November 8th, 2017. And we have an item on our agenda, which I don't have handy, but I know what it's all about, and that is to consider the adoption of the capstone officials with respect to, I've been handed it. We probably need to add something on Lake Submitted documents. Yeah.
I do have a motion here in front of me
that I'd be happy to make. Please proceed.
To this end, if this will be helpful.
Let's see. And do we have the vice chair with us?
Yes.
Yes, Commissioner Hunter.
Yes. Right. Yes.
We're off and running.
I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order that the commission may consider agenda documents numbers 17-15-A, 17-17-A, 17-17-B, and 17-17-C with respect to the FEC email management policy.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nay. And the vice chair?
Aye. Sorry, I had it on mute.
Thanks. I can see why sometimes. It passes unanimously. So take into consideration the FEC email management policy. And Mr. Holder, did you get the most recent draft?
This is a collaborative effort.
Yes.
IT and OGC and Commission Secretary.
Yes. Would you like to say a few things with respect to this, and maybe we can hand everybody has the final document, which hopefully will be able to be voted on. But please mention what we're doing here and why. And I know there's an urgency. We got a member from Alex. That people are waiting for us to get this done. So I'm glad to see us doing this today. So Alec or Ed, which one would like to comment a little bit on that, what this is all about for the record?
Well, like I said, this was in response to NARA. NARA we had to put together an email policy and submit it to NARA by December of 2016. We've had this draft, as you know, for quite some time. And like I said, it was a collaborative effort between IT, the General Counsel's office, and the Commission Secretary to ensure that we could comply with what NARA wanted us to do technically. And there were some more monkey wrenches thrown in here because we were in a transition from Lotus Notes to Office 365. Thankfully, that's all behind us now, so we have the means to technically put the mechanics involved to comply with the policy. So now we just need your approval to move ahead.
Okay, thank you. All I have in front of me, because I don't have, is just the our latest list of decisions with respect to what will be made permanent or will be made, oops, there it is. So, well, the, I think we have no change with respect to the policy. Was it planned to adopt the FEC email management policy, pages 1 through 5, and then as an addendum, this list that's been handing to them. Does anybody have any discussion with respect to the document titled FEC Email Management Policy, FEC's Capstone Approach to Managing Email Records? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just want to note that while the document that has my name on it, the memo from me on this topic, was technically submitted late for this agenda, it has been before the commission since May 25th, and actually, it looks like it. Okay. I had originally circulated on May 25th, and it was put on an agenda for a formal consideration for the meeting on March 23rd, 2017. So basically just drawing on the good work that the staff did, and I do want to compliment all the staff who worked on the policy. It seemed to me that we should add some more officials to the capstone category to ensure that we were getting the right category of agency decision makers and people in whose records one would be likely to find important agency decision making documents. So I had suggested that we broaden the list, and there's been some back and forth amongst commissioners about which particular titles should be on that list, and I think we have an agreement, and if it would be helpful, I could just read the list of who will be considered capstone officials whose emails will be retained forever under although I got to tell you, they're not really all that exciting to reading material, but the capstone officials under the policy that I believe we're about to adopt would be the commissioners, the executive assistants to the commissioners, the general counsel, the deputy general counsels, associate general counsels, the staff director, the deputy staff directors. This is listed as sort of deputy staff directors, excluding chief compliance officer and chief information officer, although those are separately listed later, so it does actually include them. The assistant staff directors, commission secretary, chief compliance officer, reviewing officer for the Office of Administrative Review, director, Office of Alternative Dispute Resolution, director for Congressional Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs, the chief information officer, deputy chief information officers, the chief financial officer, the director of accounting slash deputy chief financial officer, the inspector general, the deputy inspector general, and anyone who is acting in any of those positions during the time that they are acting in those positions.
Any, yes, Alec?
Just one clarification. This may have been a mistake, but on the list I have, it says the deputy CIOs are non-capstone.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right.
Okay.
I was just it was on the list, and then it says non-capstone. So I apologize. You're right. Deputy CIOs will not be capstone officials under this policy. Thank you for the correction.
I have a question. Does this apply to audio and video or just email?
This is email.
Yeah, okay. I had some issue with it, and that's why we're here today. So we're kind of going back and forth on some of these issues. But one of them that was kind of on my mind is whether or not it was fair to include executive assistants, because people come and go, and they don't often get completely familiar with how things are done, and mistakes are sometimes made. And I thought, well, maybe some people would rather not have everything that they've done here in this short period of time memorialized forever. But regardless, it would be 10 years. But I did get convinced that during that period of time, there's a lot of interaction with commissioners, that sometimes it is important to be able to track if there's an issue that ever really comes up historically. So I went along with it and caved for to your thinking.
If I may on that point, Mr. Yeah. Chairman. The reason that I thought it was really important to have the EAs included is because they frequently convey information for the commissioners. There is a lot of information that goes through the EAs. And, I'm sympathetic to I know some commissioners were a little bit concerned because sometimes the EAs come in and they're, you know, relatively junior, you know, not that long out of law school, and might be a little bit casual in what they say in their emails. But this is a prospective policy, so everybody is on notice, and I hope that they will, anybody who comes on board new will get good training on this issue, that their emails are going to be preserved for all time, so they should, you know, observe appropriate decorum.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Commissioner Goodman.
I just want to clarify, maybe with Mr. Palmer or Mr. Holder, this policy will apply to all emails that are currently in the breast of the commission, right? We're not going to go deleting past EA's emails. They will be archived pursuant to this policy. Okay.
Well, fair enough. A fair point, but I still think the work that the EAs do really is very important, and they do often convey their commissioners' views for them. So I do think it's important that they be preserved. And I think, you know, the future will be understanding.
So what about the emails for people that have come and gone? Is that automatically, and for the EAs, together we still have those?
My understanding is the policy is for the position.
Uh-huh.
So if person A was the staff director 5 years ago, that person would have their emails
placed all these other
part
positions.
Of the policy.
Yeah.
Right.
Although it's, do we actually have, I mean, do we still have emails going back in time for everybody in the agency?
We, with the Lotus Notes conversion, nothing was deleted.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I guess it goes back in time as long as there's been email. So the really old staff people are off the hook.
It's the new age. Do you have a motion? Commissioner Goodman?
I was going to defer to Commissioner.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
I'm happy to do so. I think the easiest way to do this is I move approval of the FEC email management policy that was submitted to us by our excellent staff on November 9th, 2016. Really? It's almost exactly a year ago today, as amended by the longer list of capstone officials that I read out at the table. Work?
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? None. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Thank you very much. I think that does it. Are there any management or administrative matters longer entitled to exemption?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
All right, thank you. The meeting is adjourned.